Okay, so you've talked about how you go out in nature and then you sort of make nature your own. How does that come in terms of now working with the different sectors? So you've talked about how the private sector stakeholders have come into the picture. You've talked about the government and all of these people. So, bring nature into the picture, please, for me.
Yeah, so nature allows us to engage in a very simple way. And, we do nature work. We also do journaling. We also do pair work where you work out, with a colleague of yours and you try to understand each other from a place of deep listening. You begin to see your colleague in a different perspective. And that's what nature does. It reduces the tension that you experience in your everyday engagement in the office space.
Yes.
It also allows you to deep listen, in the quietness and in the silence of that work, nature work that you're engaging in, you listen to the next person without interjecting, without judgment. So, nature work can really be transforming to an individual, especially when you also journal. You just take notes of what is emerging and what you're letting go. And this way, in a very simple way, you are able to transform as a person. Transformation is nothing external, it's internal. It
Yes.
is that change on the inside that allows you to better relate with people on the outside. So
Yeah, actually, because I've seen it work, just being able to come out of, that space and start to look from thing to look at things outside in. So it's it really works. So Uncle V, help me here. So when you ha have you ever had a situation where, you have faced some sort of resistance where the nature work has failed? How have you responded to that?
So I will say I have failed working outside nature. But in nature, the humility that I bring to nature has made me, succeed in all our conversations. I'll tell you how we had experienced a retired permanent secretary sit with his colleagues, and he takes questions that will not get them into trouble based on civil service standards. And he had to say to them that there are times he had to say no to his own boss. There are times he has had to also say yes and act against his own wish. And so when people listen in the quiet of nature, that serenity, a transformation takes place. You begin to see the humanity in the next person, largely based on the values that we all put on the table. Synagogues recently, did a coverage on who a courageous leader is. A courageous leader is not the one that keeps succeeding and succeeding. A courageous leader is the one that accepts failure, that accepts change, that is able to, in the face of challenges, make things happen differently.
Yes.
That is a courageous leader. Being consistent at doing what is impactful positively.
You just answered my next question.
Okay.
I was going to ask you the traits that a leader should have when they're doing some out-of-box change, and you've said be accepting of change, be consistent, and be self-aware,
Yes.
to be very honest. And that's actually good work to think of. But Uncle V, how about where it ties back to, all that inner work you've talked about? How do you respond to when looking inwards starts to create a conflict of self?
So it's not having, it's for you not to have a pre, op, op, okay, well, don't have an opinion about a person when you haven't listened to that person.
Yeah.
So there's a tendency for leaders to just respond or react when they haven't listened
to the other
to
person.
the other person.
Yeah.
And that's why communication plays a very key role in the way that nature transforms a leader to become a bridging leader.
Mm-hmm.
The act of listening. Listening is an act. It's an act because it goes beyond just hearing.
Yes.
It is an act of hearing with your heart.
Yes.
Hearing with your heart now allows you to empathize or perhaps show compassion.
Hmm.
Now, this way, things may happen differently. How are you doing? Maybe how are you doing today? I realize you've not sent me the reports that was due for last week. Is everything okay with you? I also realize you're coming late. Do you think there's any way we can be of help to you to see how we can better make you, I mean, better help you perform? As against, do maybe there's a query on your decks and I need the response in the next 5 hours.
That's a different way of looking at things. Because most times, as a leader, and when you're in your office, to be honest, your mind is everywhere. You're busy. You're very busy to start to attend to, this person is late. Like, you know, can we move on from it? But how do you now start to bring yourself to that point that it comes naturally to you and not necessarily a forced thing? Because obviously, when you want to come across as a good team player, you're going to have that conversation with the person. Bonkovi, how do you stay authentic?
Hmm.
How do you engage at that level? Like, how do you be more self-aware in terms of relating with people who might need actual help in your team?
So authenticity or becoming a bridging leader is not an end. It's also an emerging pattern,
mm-hmm.
a learning pattern,
mm-hmm.
and an adjustment pattern. Like I said, you know, if you look clearly at the issues of climate change, we need to take action. And again, expedient action as we see the change happening that never used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The rainfall pattern has changed.
More sunlight.
So it creates an urgency to act.
Yes, it does.
Because there is evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say that, you know, data gathering is one of the key things that has improved our work. And, you know, recently we had supported Kaduna State to set up an agricultural intelligence unit. It's a hub where data is being gathered. Data from the market, data from farmers, you know, with the goal of doing an analysis to understand where we were yesterday, where we are today, and how that can help government further plan. And, you know, it's not a data for monitoring. It is a data that is collected for monitoring that informs policy.
Hmm.
This is what we're celebrating today. So beyond just going into the field and looking at different milestones, is using the data from the field to inform how government needs to better plan.
Okay.
And okay. So because we have the agricultural policy formulators in the ministry, we also have those implementing in the agricultural development agencies. So they collect this data and they keep this data, largely to report who has had access, who hasn't had access. But now this data now helps government, for instance, to plan her policy using the budget as a policy instrument to help target other areas and create opportunity for private sector engagement. This wouldn't happen if leaders have not stepped back to understand that the depth of data is a problem to effectively making change happen in the agriculture sector.
Okay. So data being maybe sense of self?
Data is life. Data gives direction. We are data as humans. I mean, our bed edge changes. And as we change, we also check how we're improving and also moving from one point to another. It's data. And it's motivating and futuristic.
It is.
To get data for tomorrow. So the question will be, Where will you be in 5 years' time? Where you will be in 5 years' time is how you manage your current disposition. Mm. What are you learning? What are you letting go? How are you changing? You know, a transformer is a person who accepts learning and makes adjustments.
Okay. So when you think like that, then you stay authentic.
Yes. Then you're authentic. You're true to yourself. You see, authenticity is in how you appear. And so I say, Dumebi, welcome to the office today. How do you appear in the office today? Your appearance in the office is not just physical. It could be how you present yourself. And so we work in synagogues using a theory called the U theory. The U theory is in Kov, and it allows you to understand where things are today. And then it also further allows you to go through that curve to sense and then come out looking at how to work with others.
Oh.
So you see the U, you start up here, you go deep down, and you reflect. And then once you come out of your reflection, actions need to happen. Changes need to take place differently. So this is how individuals should also treat themselves. And that's why I keep saying that beyond using our approach for institutions, a lot of individuals have also used it to help develop and evolve themselves.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah.
Okwibi, tell us a story, right? Tell me how you have done the work on yourself. Because, I mean, let's remove the psychology cap. Let's remove all of these caps, and then let's see. How did you come into yourself? Because you're a leader, and you've explained to us what leadership means in every sense of it. So
I'm grateful to Synagos for the opportunity to be part of the Synagos team. Prior to, you know, being in Synagos is me wanting to dot the I's and cross the T's. I only came to others as a perfectionist, but I come to myself as doing what I have to do, not minding how others feel. And I didn't realize that I was not paying attention to other people's inadequacy. And so simply put, I wasn't really empathetic and compassionate in the way that I engage with others in the workspace. And so Synagos has taught me, you know, in a very humble way, to not just work at delivering on my key responsibilities, but to also look at the individuals in the space. And this has helped me improve how I relate with others. And, you know, over time, I'm able to use this innate skill to help connect people. And so I am proud to say that I have connected more people in the agricultural space than I could ever imagine. Looking around the value chains, I have connected farmers to input companies. I have connected farmers to the market. I have connected private sector to government. And it's really exciting. And within the government, I've also been able to connect leaders within government institutions from one MDA to another. And I take pride in doing this because of the humility and the
emotional intelligence.
Well, for want of just being proud, I'm not emotionally intelligent in the way you want to say, but you know, it's just good to take note of how people feel.
Yeah,
psychologists will define that as emotional intelligence. You know, you need to learn how to understand a person. It's in the fight and flee theory. How do you know that this person's expression is not an attack? Because if you perceive it as an attack, ego comes in and you're unable to resolve issues.
So it
has really helped me put people in perspective, and I've also learned to care for myself because I will work without rest. But right now, I am learning
self-care.
Self-care and, you know, empathy.
Okay. So, Okwavi, are you really trying to say with finality that a good leader has to be empathetic, a good leader has to be compassionate, a good leader has to be trustworthy and also build trust? You know, who is this leader right now, especially in Nigeria, in Africa, especially now that real change is starting to happen?
So a good leader has to be authentic. A good leader has to reflect. You know, the inner works is becoming more self-aware. Who am I? Where am I? And what are the pains and the burdens that I carry as a leader? And so sometimes leaders need to step back so they can have a better picture. What is required? How do they and the skills that they carry help change the space? And so for me, I have changed as a person over the years, and I'm learning more to treat myself well and pass such treatments to others in the way that I engage. And I have proven to be a bridge builder in the agricultural space in Nigeria. Yeah, not because of qualifications, but because of my understanding of the issues within the sector and how best to get different perspectives, you know, to come into a better framing. Thank you.
Yeah. So there was something I told you to, I asked you to guess what the title of this episode was, and then
we're still wondering.
We agreed, we said it was going to be out of the box change. Uncle V, how do you attain out of the box change? What would you say to young people? What would you say to change makers, governments, managers, anybody at all, just functioning as a person and in some sense making change?
I will just say in simple terms that we experience complexities in the way that we engage with ourselves institutionally. Think systems, build self-awareness, inner work, reflection, and then partnership. So young people need to know that if they want to move fast, they are on their own. And if you want to go far, build partnership, build collaborations. That's just the end thing at this time. So know what you have and know that the next person could also be a support. And that's where the whole world is going to us, building collaborations, you know, to make things happen, you know, in a different pattern. And this is how I'll respond to your question. And I guess that young people need to have a mentor, need to have a coach, someone you look up to, and then need to step back to understand that failure is just a starting point. So courageous leaders know that it is not a problem to fail. Failing is a learning. And then failure starts when you don't pick up and move on.
That's really out of the box thinking.
I am hoping it does appeal.
Because when
to young
say
people
out of the box, they're thinking creativity, something textbook like, you know, but I see it. I see how that could work. And I see how that can be sustained. I think that in itself, like that concept in itself, is sustainability.
Embracing our reality is saying, look, something needs to happen different. We don't have to pretend about it. And that's where authenticity plays out. If young people can become more authentic, to understand that they need to learn from understanding themselves and how they engage with others, look, problems are half solved.
Okay, so building a community.
Yeah.
But what if, because Okwavi, things are harder now. The economic climate has changed drastically.
Sure.
And every young person right now wants to be successful, including being financially successful.
Sure.
But how do you, in the wake of that, how do you stay authentic?
Your staying authentic is looking at what you bring to the table. What issue are you solving? What problem are you solving? Leaders of the world who have made it from an entrepreneurial perspective or private sector perspective, they're addressing a problem. Young people need to address problems. they need to make themselves available for change to happen. You know, I was listening to a clip today where it was expressed that if only we could use the energy we use to do negative things to think of solving problems and doing positive things, the world would be a better place. And I think this is the kind of thinking that young people should begin to embrace.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to make a difference. We need to make a difference. Step back and ask yourself, is this truly who I am and what I represent? Should I let my shame define my person? Should I let my weakness and vulnerability stop me from doing what is right? But of course, I have something to offer.
Yeah. Guys, this system actually works. Like, because I have seen it work. I have seen it transform people. Mm. Like, there are people we worked with way back then that are still calling us till now.
Sure.
You know, not because we're anything special. It's just because fostering relationships is very important. And not necessarily because of the benefits you're going to get from the other person. But sure. Human connection is important.
Sure.
You know, I was talking to Mo the other day, talked about his baby, like just so much stuff going on. And it's important that, you know, you foster these connections, especially if we want to see real change. Because Uncle V, Unchained Narratives, like we are also trying to take a Pan-Africanist approach.
Awesome.
Towards things, because right now more than ever we've had so many funding cuts, we've had so many things happening at once, and everybody's trying to find the solution, but we can't do that by working in silos.
Sure.
And it's the silos that you, as a country director of Synagos and Synagos at large, is trying to break the whole notion of silos. We can't do this alone. We can't function alone.
Sure. And you know, that's why we bring people together. You know, and the only way you can work together is from a point of self-awareness. You know yourself, and then you begin to know that you can't do this alone.
Yes.
And then you begin to identify who and who you need to be in the room to have conversations that brings transformation. And so young people can begin to do that. I have X skills. I need A, B, C, D individuals on the table to make my skills work. And that's how to engage. We need, you know, to build engagements with people in a way that everybody brings something to the table. And I can see that working in the way that young people are collaborating, using the digital platform to address challenges in the agricultural sector. It's pretty interesting. Again, it reduces competition. Look, the space is pretty wide. To avoid competition and duplicity of efforts, we could do more with less resources if these resources are distributed to make impact based on the skills that everyone brings to the table. This is my reflection. Thinking out of the box.
Yes.
I hope that works for young people.
Yes. Yes, it does. It does. It does. Thank you so much, Uncle V, for coming on Change Narratives today.
My pleasure.
Thank you for helping us to think bigger and deeper about how systems function and just how to be the best version of ourselves. Funny thing is, this was our reflection for Independence Day.
Awesome.
On Change Narratives, how the goal is, you know, not just to focus on the government, but also start to do the inner work, like you will term it.
Mm-hmm.
And start to become more accountable.
Sure.
You know, and just aim to be better and to do better.
And I congratulate you on taking this bold step. And I say to you, the sky is your starting point.
Oh, thank you so much.
Keep the courage and know that when things don't go well, it doesn't mean you have failed. It is looking at what and what you need to tweak to get to the next level. Thank you for having me on your program.
Thank you so much, Uncle V. So Mr. Victor Adejo has just given us his time and so much wisdom. So please, if you want to connect with him, he's on LinkedIn. Remember, he's country director at Synagos. So he is on LinkedIn as Victor Adejo. And I think you can also go online to see what Synagos actually does. It's www.synagos.org. They do amazing stuff, bridging gaps, building trust, you know, bridging leadership, bringing people together. Remember the you concept, you know, you're bringing all of us together to take that inward look and to bring out enough positive outcomes. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did making it, and I hope you tune in for more. Thank you so much.